is starting a new mizmah, famous mizmah, mizmah Shila Yom HaShabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to us what is the nature of Shabbos. The nature of Shabbos is Tov LaHodes LaShem LaZam LaShem Chelyon. The most wonderful thing a person could do is always thank Hashem on all the amazing thing He does. It's a concept we spoke about in the previous mizmah. Shabbos is a special time to take advantage for this purpose. L'zama l'shimcha elyon, to sing out to the great Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great ways Hashem interacts us and the goodness He gives us. Why is Shabbos a special time for this? Because Shabbos is a time that we're not active in our day-to-day, week-to-week interactions. It's much harder to start paying attention to HaKadosh Baruch and everything we do when we're running around from one place to the other and we're involved in so many different interactions in the course of the week. Shabbos comes, everything stops. And now is the time to sit back and say, "Ooh, look how the whole world is going in such a beautiful fashion, run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And that's a time to lehoides Hashem. Pay attention how much I have to thank Hashem for. And we have to say the extra mizmorim and our tefillas on Shabbos, and we say there's a mizmorim on the sudas of Shabbos. Pay attention to what we're saying. They're all about recognition that Hashem is the one who's running the world. Whether it be the mizmorim on Kabbalah Shabbos, which we'll see later on, which talk about the final revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or this mizmorim on Shabbos, all this mizmorim Marishay that describe how Hashem created the world and interacts with the world. That's one of the main things we can get out of Shabbos. Make a recognition of Kozbo's interaction with us real. And the Mimei will be full of Haidah. Lagir Baboyka Chazdechum and also Baleilos. There are two types of Hanogas that we go through. We have the Boyka. The sun is shining. Everything looks beautiful. The sky is blue. Then we have Leilois. It's dark. We don't see anything. Cold. Whatever it may be. That's basically the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Nimshal LaBoike. Everything's going perfectly good. Ah, I feel good this morning. Oh, look at the wonderful kids. Baruch Hashem. I have what I need. Then a leilus is the time we go through tzaras. Klal Yisrael, throughout our goals, we have gone through lots of tzaras. The past few years, Hashem has shaken us up tremendously with different unusual type of situations, whether it be the COVID virus that we went through, which at Hayom Hazeh has left its effect on many of us. And the last year and a half of the war that we're going through, which we were hoping has come to an end, but as we see, we're not finished with it yet. And everybody has in his personal lives, whether it's health issues, panos issues, shalom bayis issues, whatever it may be, chinuch issues, balelos. So there's two ways to relate to it. When we see the chesed lahakit, to say it, pay attention to it, and really, when you come to moedim, thank Hashem for it, three times a day, for all the chasodim we have. Achayinam, zum yudecho. The fact that we're still alive. Shmoseinu, that we have an Hashem of Kudus Lach, and we get back every day. All the miracles within our bodies, around us, we don't even know all the things that are happening around us. But when they're layless, when the times that things are dark, and it's hard, and it's painful, I say, Hashem, I'm with you. I may not understand it. It may not be pleasant. But I'm steadfast with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know that it's for my benefit, even if I do not understand it. And the etzem fact that we stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the pain that we're going through, with the hardships we're going through, that uplifts us. That puts us back into that. Yishub Eseisa Elyon, the previous one. That is the person, Givi Choshak. Hashem sees that we have a desire to be with him. Take advantage of our Shabbosas to make a certain level of transformation in our attitude towards life, our appreciation of everything, and then afterwards continue throughout the week with the things we paid attention to Shabbos, on Shabbos. To be always in that state of Toiv Lahudas Hashem. See the beauty of life, to be always there, to be Moide, not to be complainers, but to be Moide to Hashem, and see all the breath that comes from it.